Langdon switched slides to a close-up of the Michelino painting, wherein a winged angel sat on a throne at the foot of Mount Purgatory. At the angel's feet, a line of penitent sinners awaited admittance to the upward path. Strangely, the angel was wielding a long sword, the point of which he seemed to be stabbing into the face of the first person in line. "Who knows," Langdon called out, "what this angel is doing?" "Stabbing someone in the head?" a voice ventured. "Nope." Another voice. "Stabbing someone in the eye?" Langdon shook his head. "Anyone else?" A voice way in the back spoke firmly. "Writing on his forehead." Langdon smiled. "It appears someone back there knows his Dante." He motioned again to the painting. "I realize it looks like the angel is stabbing this poor fellow in the forehead, but he is not. According to Dante's text, the angel who guards purgatory uses the tip of his sword to write something on his visitors' foreheads before they enter." "And what does he write, you ask?" Langdon paused for effect. "Strangely, he writes a single letter, which is repeated 7 times. Does anyone know what letter the angel writes 7 times on Dante's forehead?" "P!" shouted a voice in the crowd. Langdon smiled. "Yes, the letter P. This P signifies peccatum, the Latin word for sin. And the fact that it is written 7 times is symbolic of the septem peccata mortalia, also known as the 7 deadly sins, someone else shouted. "Bingo." "And so only by ascending through each level of purgatory can you atone for your sins. With each new level that you ascend, an angel cleanses one of the P's from your forehead until you reach the top, arriving with your brow cleansed of the 7 P's and your soul purged of all sin." He winked. "The place is called Purgatory for a reason." Langdon emerged from his thoughts to see Sienna staring at him over the baptismal font. "The 7 P's? She said, pulling him back to the present and motioning down to Dante's death mask. "You say it's a message? Telling us what to do?" Langdon quickly explained Dante's vision of Mount Purgatory, the P's representing the 7 deadly sins, and the process of cleansing them from the forehead. "Obviously," Langdon concluded, "Bertrand Zobrist, as the Dante fanatic that he was, would be familiar with the 7 P's and the process of cleansing them from the forehead as a means of moving forward toward paradise." Sienna looked doubtful. "You think Bertrand Zobrist put those P's on the mask because he wants us to literally wipe them off the death mask? That's what you think we're supposed to do?" "I realize it's..." "Robert, even if we wipe off the letters, how does that help us? We'll just end up with a totally blank mask."
"Maybe," Langdon offered a hopeful grin. "Maybe not. I think there's more there than meets the eye." He motioned down to the mask.